Sign number 6, Israel will be in the world spotlight. Though this is often missed, our sixth sign of the end is significant as well as miraculous. Now, the Bible not only says that the Jews will exist at the time of the end, return to their ancient homeland, establish a modern country, as well as unite the city of Jerusalem under their rule, they will also be in the world's spotlight. Consider what the Lord stated in the book of Zechariah. This is from Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. He said, "I am about to make Jerusalem a cup that brings dizziness to all the surrounding nations. Indeed, Judah will also be included when Jerusalem is besieged. Moreover, on that day, I will make Jerusalem a heavy burden for all the nations, and all who try to carry it will be seriously injured. Yet all the peoples of the earth will be assembled against it." Again, Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 to 3. Now let's consider what is precisely stated here. First, Jerusalem will be a burden for all the surrounding nations. This tells us that they have become the crosshairs of the various nations in their region. But there is much more. We read that all the peoples of the earth will be assembling against Israel. So they don't merely exist and have problems with the nations that surround them. They will be at the center of events in our world. In fact, eventually all nations will gather together to seek their destruction. We can observe this in the following ways. First, the invasion of Ezekiel 38 and 39. This illustration shows us that Israel will indeed be in the spotlight of the world. It concerns the predicted invasion as is recorded in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Rather than being unnoticed by the world, there will be a number of nations that will invade Israel in the last days, as well as other nations issuing a protest to this invasion. In fact, we have seen at least 7 nations mentioned in the invasion, as well as several others who protest this invasion. Among other things, this tells us that Israel, in the last days, will be conspicuous in the eyes of the world. Now let's go to the New Testament and the famous Campaign of Armageddon. We can also include this, the famous Battle of Armageddon talked about in the book of Revelation. Here's what it says. "Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great Euphrates River, and it dried it up so that the kings from the east could march their armies toward the west without hindrance. And I saw 3 evil spirits that looked like frogs leap from the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. They are demonic spirits who work miracles and go out to all the rulers of the world to gather them for battle against the Lord on the great day of God the Almighty. Look, I am coming as unexpected as a thief. Blessed are all those who are watching for me, who keep their clothing ready so that they will not have to walk around naked and ashamed. And the demonic spirits gathered all the rulers and their armies to a place with a Hebrew name, Armageddon." That's from Revelation chapter 16, verses 12 to 16. The word Armageddon is a transliteration of the Hebrew Mountain of Megiddo. This refers to a geographical area in Israel where major battles in the past have been fought. These include the battles of Napoleon as well as Deborah the Judge. In this particular passage, we discover that the armies from the east come to this place to do battle. In other words, this particular territory in Israel will be at the scene of a huge war. The fact that it will take place in the land of Israel is another indication that this tiny nation is certainly in the spotlight as far as the world is concerned. Indeed, of all the places on the earth where this last campaign could have taken place, it is fascinating to note that it takes place in the land to which the Jews have returned, namely Israel. Now, we also should note that Israel is presently in the spotlight. Of course, the nation of Israel is in the spotlight of the world, and that's exactly what we see every single day. This small country is never out of the headlines. They are high profile as far as the world is concerned. From the Bible, we know that this will continue until the time of the Lord's return. So to sum up, these passages which we have considered predict that Israel will not live in obscurity. Indeed, after their return to the land of promise, this country will live in the spotlight of the world. In other words, they will never be able to dwell in their land with any lasting peace until the Lord himself comes and establishes it. Here's the good news for Israel. God will fight for them. While the idea of the entire world will be against them in the last days, we must remember that they will have someone watching over them, protecting them, and eventually destroying their enemies, namely, God himself. The right perspective was stated long ago by the Apostle Paul in Romans 8:31. What then shall we say about these things? If God is for us, then who can be against us? The answer, of course, is nobody. So what's the result going to be? Well, the nations will know that the Lord is God. Again, we emphasize, though hated, outnumbered, and marked for destruction, Israel will again miraculously survive through the coming period of the Great Tribulation. Indeed, the Lord himself has stated the eventual outcome in Ezekiel chapter 39, verses 21 to 22. He said this, "I will display my majesty among the nations. All the nations will witness the judgment I have executed and the power I have exhibited among them. Then the house of Israel will know that I am the Lord their God from that day forward." Ezekiel 39, 21 to 22. So, while it would seem that all has been lost for Israel, such is not the case. The Lord will eventually overcome their enemies and in the process be glorified by the entire world. Consequently, this tiny nation of Israel in the daily spotlight of the world is certainly something that the Bible assumes will happen in the last days. So to simply sum up, it's one thing to predict that Israel will exist at the time of the end, its ancient enemies will be destroyed, that the nation will return to its ancient homeland and form a modern state, and that the city of Jerusalem would be reunited. However, to predict that it would be in the spotlight of the world is another seemingly impossible prediction. Yet, as we have seen, this too has come to pass. Amazingly, it seems that the entire world is against Israel. In the book of Zechariah, we are told at the time of the end, the entire world will be against Israel. Furthermore, we also discover that two huge skirmishes will take place on their soil. First, it's the invasion of seven or eight nations from the north, south, east, and west, as recorded in the prophecy of Ezekiel 38 and 39. These armies will be destroyed once they enter into the promised land. Second, there is the campaign of Armageddon that we read about in the book of Revelation. The armies gather together at the mountain of Megiddo. This location is also in Israel. Hence, we have another sign of the end of our age. Israel constantly in the headlines. Indeed, you cannot have the entire world rallying against a country and two major skirmishes happening there unless this country is well known to everyone. Israel is exactly in that position. While this hatred of Israel will lead to a final campaign by their enemies to once and for all destroy the nation, at that point, the Lord will intervene on Israel's behalf. He will once again rescue them. Not only will this cause Israel to turn to faith in the Lord, it will also let all the nations of the world know that the Lord is indeed God. Our next sign of the end, we'll look at the constant search for peace for the inhabitants of the modern state of Israel. As we will discover, this search for peace fits perfectly with what the Scripture says the situation will be in the world in the last days.